Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is this gentleman right here. Man that knows how to handle wires. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the Sultan. Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The one and only Fred Dreyer.
Give me another 3 or 4 minutes. I'll have this saying completely...
A wiring issue here. Apparently,
I really have it down.
Fred is holding up for you radio listeners a mouse trap of wires. They do that. I actually introduced that to the network here in order to keep the cables shorter so that you don't step on them when you get out of your chair. And it looks like that one is quite wrapped up tight.
Well, I think we're in good shape now.
Get some wire cutters, a couple of pruning shears, and we'll clip them and get it ready to go.
Yeah.
All right, we got a big show today. I'm excited about this. We got new things to talk about here. Kind of the behind the scenes, a look at sports. In fact, we might even touch on an old case that you worked on, a lawsuit based on some new knowledge here of another lawsuit today. But I think probably breaking news for us this week and this weekend, Tampa Bay's Buccaneer Rob Gronkowski. I can't believe this. He's retired.
Still.
Well, he's decided he was playing, but now he's decided to retire again. Yeah, he retired before from New England, and then was talked into playing with Tampa Bay with the Bucs, and then as you know, people on that team seem to like Tom Brady retires, comes back again. I think by the time the season starts again, Rob Gronkowski will be back playing again. What do you think?
No, I don't.
You think this is it?
No, I think he's done.
Really?
I think he even knows that if you go to the well one too many times, people say, hey, look, you've already done that.
Enough. Well, that's what happened to Brady, and he's back again.
Well, he's the quarterback.
Is that quarterbacks can
do that? It makes
a
difference.
It does. When we come back, I want you to explain that.
Well, it's just simple. It's Tom Brady. I'm going to retire. Oh, please don't. I'm going to. Okay, I'll come back. Yay, great. I mean,
you don't think they'll do that with Rob Gronkowski?
No.
They're very, very set on this. You think absolutely no chance.
No. Well, there's always a chance to how stupid people are.
Can we get Gronkowski on the phone, see if we can talk him back into it? We'll have more for you straight ahead. It's the Sports Lounge, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, doctor, isn't there anything you
can do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, a man who adjusts volume on his headsets from time to time, a guy who's the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Okay, so let's just wrap up a little bit on this Rob Gronkowski thing. So I agree with you that Tom Brady is a bigger name, a more intense a player, a more important to the Tampa Bay Bucks than Rob Gronkowski. However, Gronk, there's a magic there between he and Tom Brady that I think the Tampa Bay Rays need here a little bit, to our Bucks need, the Buccaneers, after they're not playing baseball. And so I think there's a chance because Gronkowski's his agent is saying things. He was he talked to ESPN and he said he wouldn't be surprised if Gronkowski could be coaxed out of retirement a second time by the quarterback himself, Tom Brady. He said it wouldn't, quoting him, this is Drew Rosenhaus, who's the agent for Rob Gronkowski, says it wouldn't surprise me if Tom Brady calls him, meaning Gronkowski, during the season to come back, and Rob answers the call. And this is just my opinion, but I wouldn't be surprised if Rob comes back during the season or next season, during this off season or the next season.
Wait a minute.
So that's his agent that says that.
That means one of the possibilities is he could sit out a year and then come back?
Well, it says here,
Jesus.
He says, this is just my opinion, but I wouldn't be surprised if Rob comes back during the season. Okay, so during this coming season or next season. Yes, so the possibility could be he sits out a season.
That's, you know, to actually proffer that conversation now
right,
is so stupid.
I agree.
Drew Rosenhaus is, you know,
he's an agent.
He's a sensationalist.
Correct.
He's been around a long time, and you know, he never had big clients in his earlier career, and now suddenly he's gotten a couple of toeholds and into some clientele, and you know, he's trying to keep a conversation that's you know what they say in the entertainment business.
What do they say?
Once the music has stopped, get off stage.
It's true. But I think there's something going on here in football these days, because this is happening more often than not. It never used to happen. People retire.
It's called narcissism.
Yeah. It's like they're playing a game here. And, you know, it's, oh, my God, what are we going to do? Tom Brady's gone. We got to get him back with Rob Gronkowski.
You know, they don't want him back. They don't want him back.
You don't think so?
No.
Why?
They want to move on. They've got other people they're going to draft.
Well, let's see.
They've got other draft choices.
Let's see who they've got here. Without Rob Gronkowski, the Bucs, their depth chart, accordingly, next season includes a veteran, Brate, and then Cade Otton, and Ko Kieften, and Cody McElroy. That's who they've got.
Well, what have we learned about sports?
What?
Everyone is replaceable.
That's true.
Every single person.
That's true.
Throughout history, including this guy.
Yeah.
So let's, that story's dead as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, so we'll see. We'll see if it's dead. It's just, it's kind of weird that it's happening so many times these days. It's kind of very crazy.
Nah.
Now, this attorney, Tony Busby, and we've been talking and following this story here, there's been 24 lawsuits filed against now Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. He's the guy that likes massages with favors and things of that nature.
Right.
And so 20 of 24 lawsuits that were filed, apparently sexual assault lawsuits and other inappropriate behavior during massage sessions. Of those 25, one was dropped by the plaintiff when the judge ruled that her petition had to be amended. So there's 20 that have been settled already of the 24 that's left. And it's just, this smacks of some things here. I mean, what about Trevor Bauer? No charges have been brought against this guy, and he's pulled out of baseball, can't play for 2 years, and this guy here is settling these lawsuits left and right, this Deshaun Watson. Oh, wow.
Well, this is the difference in collective bargaining agreements between baseball and football.
Is that the deal?
And there's plenty of conversations for people to have who have nothing to do, we're not one of those, is to ruminate and try to figure out why this thing hasn't been taken care of and why this thing is now suddenly out of sorts with the collective bargaining agreement. So The roundup of it is, what I want to know, isn't there another team that we can find that will give him $300 million? That's what we want. We want to get this guy, who is guilty as hell of all of this stuff, all of this stuff that Bill Cosby's in jail for.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson. Yeah,
all of this stuff, all of these things here are certainly worthy of the conversation of why this guy isn't in jail.
Yeah.
Why somebody hasn't filed a lawsuit that would absolutely glue him to a guilty charge. You know, you've got 24 lawsuits. You've now got 20 because they were settled. I want to know what they were. I want to know the particulars of how and why they were settled. I want to know what the Cleveland Browns, is there an individual there, a specific individual there, that's going to explain to me, a football player who's getting ready for the season, if that were the case, I want to know why my team, the Cleveland Browns, is wasting time and money on this guy and pretending that none of this stuff matters.
Yeah.
There's a lot of women. Did you know that there are 47% of people who claim to be fans of pro football are women? 47%.
Yeah, almost 50%.
Yeah, and so what about the real issue here of a quid pro quo? Where is the justice for the girls, the women? I want to know. You can hide through your attorney's right to for privacy, you can hide all you want about all of this behavior, bad behavior, until people just decide to stop talking about it. And the league would like it to go away. And so this guy could just quietly drive into the parking lot at training camp, get out and go get a uniform and start playing catch like he would if he were completely innocent of all these charges. But he's not. He's not innocent of all these charges. And I, as a citizen, as a player, I want to know what the hell is going on. And you're not getting any information. Does this sound kind of like what the mainstream media is doing?
It does it all the time with all the news stories.
You see what's going on right now?
Yes.
They're telling you that we have no idea why. Suddenly we have an oil embargo. Why do we have, suddenly we have a problem with rising gallons of gas? Why is all of this suddenly, not being talked about?
And they need blame. There always needs to be blame onto something, so it takes it away from whatever the real issue is.
Well, it's literally.
Good point.
I'm going to create a diversion over here.
Yeah.
And then we're going to see exactly if we can get the majority of the people in America to look the other way. And they have, up to now, in this culture, been doing that. And what you're going to start seeing is people not doing that anymore. And I think that this Tony Busby.
That's the lawyer, the attorney for Deshaun Watson. Yeah.
He ought to step forward and get this all cleared up. And I want to know, if I'm a season ticket holder, where's the money that Cleveland's wasted on this jerk?
We'll be back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show. This gentleman here, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Hunter, and so much more. So, Fred, here's the thing. I'm looking through what stories we're going to talk about today, and I'm thinking, what inane stories usually happen on sports shows? It's like, you know, some things are important, some things are not. And you brought up a point just now where you talked about this Deshaun Watson, and you try to create another story to take the heat away from the main story. And I'm thinking, you know, recently you mentioned the gas situation. We have these gas prices that are out of control in the country. This isn't necessarily sports, but it's an example of how the news media is used to take the heat off things. So who would cause this problem with gasoline prices going crazy? At first, it was Russia was doing this. It's like, no, we pulled out on Russia. We told we don't want their oil. So we caused it because we're not taking the Russian oil anymore because of the Ukraine war or whatever. That's number one. Number two, you know, I'm riding around this last week on some, having my car service and Lyft riders and everything, and I'm talking about the gas price, and the guy goes, well, and this is everybody says this to me, well, it's the gas companies. You know, they've received record profits this year from gasoline.
You cannot underestimate the stupidity of the people. Everyday person.
So here's my answer to that question. I didn't get into an argument with the guy, but it's like, I thought our economy was built on individual companies trying to make a profit. You know, a lot of people think, oh, this guy's making a lot of money. Well, more power to him. He's got a great idea. He's putting it together. Here's the gas companies. They're really making a lot more money, are they? Well, the first 3 years, they weren't making much because of COVID-19. Now, are they making some more money? I don't think so, because Joe Biden, the president of the United States, in his first day in office, shut all the places down where they could drill for oil. Why don't you think about that, people? There's no places for them to drill for our country to be energy independent as it was prior to Joe Biden taking office. Do we explain this and say this, that Joe Biden is at fault? Oh, no. We can't say that. And the news media creates all these other stories about the record profits for the gas company and all this. It's like,
it's
smell
propaganda.
The reality. That's, you got to smell the reality. And that's what's happening in the world of sports, is they're taking some story and putting your attention. It's like a magic
that's
trick.
That's human nature.
Yeah. And it's like more so now than ever before. You got to really be looking at stuff and try to, you know, today. I got my car serviced. There was a noise in the back of my car. You asked me how my week was. And so I took it to get it serviced. And the guy looked at it. He says, oh, yeah. He says, I can see here on your rear fender, the mud guard or whatever there. It's cracked or whatever. We'll get that fixed. So I get a text this morning at 7:30. Your car is ready. And so all of a sudden somebody calls me at 8. Oh, it's not ready. You know, we found out that your tires are bad, that they somehow they've weakened and your tires have weakened and we got to get you two new tires. And I said, well, I don't understand that, because just 3 months ago you sold me a set of four new tires. And they said, whoa, what? I said, yeah. He says, well, let me check your record. He calls back in an hour and says, oh, my mistake. It was the actual unit in the back, the mud flap.
The dead body in the back.
We've got to go ahead and buy a new one of those for $700 and get your car back to you. I'm telling you, the automobile companies can't sell cars, and so where do they make their money now? Servicing the vehicles. That's where
they're lying to you. That's what they do.
And sometimes people do lie to you, but it's a bait and switch where you look around. You got to keep your head straight.
So, what's the point of all this?
Just that you're looking at these stories here with Tony Busby, the attorney, and other players, other people. Trevor Bauer again, not accused of some things. The police looked at him. Two different organizations looked at the guy, but yet Major League Baseball decided we're going to take this guy and put him on 2 years because the Dodgers don't want to have a guy who might have been choking somebody, even though it was proven that he didn't do any of that stuff.
He's innocent.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't get it. I don't get it. In the meantime, what do the Dodgers need? Pitching.
Well, as long as the Dodgers don't acknowledge it, then the American people, the people that you just talked about, the stupid people.
Well, we're here to kind of set the record straight.
Well,
thank goodness.
None of these people here have any brains at all. They can't think for themselves.
So, and then in the meantime, you got this guy, Deshaun Watson, settling his lawsuits left and right. And you mentioned Bill Cosby. Here's a guy who goes into jail for all this kind of stuff. And here's Deshaun Watson. He's able to settle everything, and he's going to be playing quarterback. And nobody's going to care that he had all these sexual allegations and lawsuits filed against him, that he paid them all off. And there you go. So,
well, anyway, let's move on.
All right, so let's talk about one more. So there's this Brian Flores lawsuit, and you and I were talking before the show. This is the lawsuit. He was going to be hired, and then they said, well, you're going to be hired. They already knew who they wanted to hire, so he's saying, wait a second, this is discrimination. He says, you already knew you were going to be hired. Why are you fooling around with me? He got a couple of other coaches to come in there, and now his lawsuit's going to possibly go to arbitration. You mentioned this happened to you when you brought your lawsuit against the NFL. I think you should explain that a little bit to our audience.
Look, you have a collective bargaining agreement. Everybody is under the employ of the National Football League are part and parcel of a collective bargaining agreement. That is the laws and regulations that set forth in collective bargaining between players and owners. Now, you got a question between the two. You've got to have a conversation. The attorneys for the players probably want to get the case away from the league, because if it stays with the league, any type of a disruption, they want to keep it with the league, so there's no punitive damage. There's just the NFL files a motion to move Brian Flores' lawsuit to arbitration. They want it to be, the NFL wants it to be in arbitration. The attorney for Brian Flores wants it to be able to be filed as a lawsuit, and so
it's a regular lawsuit.
So it can go outside arbitration.
Oh, there you go.
And he can get satisfaction that way. This is exactly what I saw. My lawsuit was years
ago. So same thing when you had the concussion stuff, right?
No.
Oh, this was different.
This was different. This was the Rams, conspired to release me when I had a guaranteed contract.
Oh.
And so I sued them.
Right.
And I went to, and I filed it in Superior Court in Santa Monica. And the Superior Court said, you're right. If we were to put this lawsuit into arbitration,
right,
you would not get a fair trial. We believe that. It's an in-house kangaroo court. So we won.
Very interesting.
We won.
So you won.
I won that. So now the league appealed it. And so we countered and filed it in appellate court. That's where it's where the case went.
Right.
The appellate court agreed with me.
So you did it twice.
So now, right now, they've lost twice in court.
Right.
Against a collective bargaining agreement.
Right.
That agreement is what is the glue that holds the league's relationships with players together. If they lose that, the next go-around, which is the Superior Court, which is Supreme Court of California, Rose Byrd.
Right.
If the Superior Court says, you know something, we agree with the appellate and the Superior Court, the previous findings, Fred would never get a fair trial if he went to arbitration because it's in-house.
Right.
So what we're going to do is we're going to let him go to court and we're going to let him sue the Rams. If they do that, the football's over.
That's it. So what happened?
So Rose Byrd said, well, you know, we have a collective bargaining agreement for these types of things. And and we don't think that he would be cheated. Wow. You know, and it's exactly the same. You know, one guy sues the National Football League and brings it down. They will not allow that to stand. So when I look at stuff like this, they want arbitration. So
the league wants arbitration again, just like in your case. That's what they want.
And so
the motion the NFL has filed to move Brian Flores' lawsuit to arbitration. So you'll never hear about it again.
You'll never hear about it. It's all done. It's all agreed. NFL files Brian to a lawsuit to arbitration. It'll be arbitrated with inside the magistrate that both sides agree to, and then that'll be it.
That's what happens all the time in all the news stories. Here you had, you know, January 6th insurrection, all these things, people illegally breaking into the House and the Senate and everything, and then you got this Stephen Colbert sends his group in there, and they're told to leave, and the security says, get out of here. And the guys think that they can go back in, and they waltz back in, and they get arrested. And now it's a big joke. Now it's like, well, you know, if it's going to be the same for all the people on January 6th, it should be the same for Stephen Colbert and his idiotic production crew that went back in when he was told to leave the house, and that's done, and your filming's over with. But that's not going to be the case. And then the other thing bothers me, you never hear the answer to that. You never hear if these guys do get arrested and have to serve 8 months in prison like the people that broke in and waltzed into the house, if they were told to be able to come on in, just come on in. They came in there, and next thing you know, they're in jail for 8 months.
Well,
I certainly wouldn't walk in there, but they did.
Well, you're going to see, I think, some interesting things here by the time November comes.
I think so. And apparently the football season's heating up as well, too. Okay. You got comments, get them in. We got Facebook Live is going. You can get your comments posted up there. You can email Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer at CRN and the Championship Radio Network, crntalk, T-A-L-K.com. We're going to get to those emails here in just a bit, so stay tuned. The show is flying by here today. Got to talk a little baseball. Get your comments. Don't go wandering off. That's all coming up here in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with yourcreditpulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at yourcreditpulse.com now.
Welcome to the Everyday Hotel. You'll be on the second floor and your other room will be on the 14th.
Wait, we asked for connecting rooms? These are 12 floors apart.
We tried, ma'am, but technically they're only 11 floors apart. We don't have a 13th floor.
We can't be 11 floors away from our kids.
I don't see a problem.
Stuart!
When you want separate rooms, but not that separate, it matters where you stay. Only Hilton offers confirmed connecting rooms at the time of booking. Hilton, for the stay.
Have you ever wished the student-athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant-kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. We're here with you. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and of course, email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. One other item here on football before we get to a couple of baseball news and then your comments and everything. Dan Snyder apparently is, there's been a, Daniel Snyder, they say, conducted a shadow investigation to bury findings of an official probe into the Washington Commanders organization, according to the House of Representatives. Now, here's an organization that could be helping fill potholes out there in the neighborhood streets. What are they doing? They're putting their fingers into the Washington Commanders here right now. The House, Nancy Pelosi, is involved in this right now. And
That alcoholic?
Well, whatever. She
are
likes ice cream.
Are you kidding?
She loves ice cream, and she does have a winery. That's true. They're doing. They're saying that Daniel conducted a shadow investigation. Now, these allegations they got, apparently Dan Snyder's repeatedly declined to appear at the hearing, and so this committee chair, Carolyn Maloney, out of New York, the Democrat, announced Wednesday she's going to subpoena Snyder to come and hold him accountable for what's going on. So, you know, they're describing some of the problems, Dan Snyder objectified the Commanders cheerleaders and made crass comments about their physical appearance.
Well, of course he did.
When the summon to his box before a game, people asked questions. A friend talked to Snyder and said, "Do you think Dave is gay?" To which the friend responded, "Yeah, he must be gay." I mean, this sounds like conversation talk between some guys. How does this all get into the news, and why
there
do we
you
all
go.
Need to know
now,
about we,
this
why
addresses your issue. This yeah. addresses your issue about what the hell is going on in the mainstream media.
Yeah,
this is a non-story, by
Joe
the way.
Joe Biden smells women's hair, and he's still president of
this
the United
is
States.
This is a non-story, and it's meant to do exactly what we're doing. You know, we had our guy print this up.
Yeah.
It's now part of our production.
Yeah.
sheet, and it's a waste of time.
Yeah, it is. Snyder ordered the firing of two cheerleaders that were engaged in a romantic relationship. Well, maybe he's got a rule. No romantic relationships. You know, that maybe that's a problem. And so that's a this is minuscule stuff that the House of Representatives of the
United
States.
You're angry about this, aren't you?
Yes, because the House has taken valuable time to look at it. It's like a worthless. They're supposed to make laws of the land. They're not supposed to be. Put this to a court case or something. Get it to the league. Let's move along with it.
Put it
bit.
In the courthouse.
Let's talk about baseball for a second here. Now, we got a big Mookie Betts is on the DL with the Dodgers. And so they've brought back a guy named Trace Thompson, who I believe played for the Dodgers before. Also
you
played
know
for,
he did.
For the White Sox, the
you
Oakland
know he did.
A's.
He couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat.
Chicago Cubs, San Diego Padres. Well, but he had I don't know. He had an injury at that time. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to replace Mookie Betts.
Well, of course not. This guy was just picked up to fill the spot in the roster. Detroit didn't want him. He's been hitting the cover off of baseballs
in
the minor leagues.
Yeah.
And God bless him. He'll be a minor league baseball player all his life. And you know, maybe he'll want to wear that championship Detroit Tiger championship ring for whoever wins 62 games in,
there you go.
Minor leagues. But this guy, Trace Thompson, is going nowhere. He can hit. And by the way, he was a pinch hitter yesterday, struck out.
Well, there you go. got some comments from people here now. We got this line going here.
Quickly, let's go down to the dugout and talk to Trace Thompson after he struck out.
It was a fastball, and I missed it. All right, so Nikki is saying hi to you. So is James. Bruce is saying hello to you. Nikki's in Glendale, Arizona, by the way. She says, by the way, gas prices are yuck. Instead of blaming them, they should just fix it. I agree. They should fix it. And by the way, taxes in California, if you want to really know what's going on a little bit, why is California gas higher than any place else in the nation? Because Governor Newsom and the cronies there in Sacramento, it's about $1.80 or more, almost $2 are taxes on the gas in California. They're talking about the feds taking away 18 cents or whatever. Think about California. They're adding $2 to the gas tax. It's absolutely nuts.
They're doing it on purpose.
Bernard says things are fine in Ottawa. I think his gas is okay up there. All right, let's get to our mailbag if we could. Now let's talk a little bit about Hunter, because our class photographer here, Pamela, has sent in some more interesting photographs and things for you, Fred Dreyer. And she says some of the most remembered scenes from Hunter include bathtub encounters with Stephanie Kramer as McCall.
One.
Now, the pilot and season one intro had this particular scene where you apparently walked in while Miss Kramer was taking a bath as the McCall character, and you caught her in that scene where you pulled guns on each other.
This was used by the producers in the pilot. This was from the pilot of the TV show.
Yes,
and this was used to introduce the characters. You know, Hunter goes into a house, gets a call, and there's something going on. There's some disturbances inside. He creeps through the house, you know, putting all the viewing audience on pins and needles, and then he pushes in the bathroom door, and there he is.
There.
Face-to-face with Detective McCall, who happens to be
taking a bath.
His partner that he doesn't know yet.
So that's
one. So that's what that is.
Then in season two, apparently that scene went over so well in season one in the pilot. Another encounter, and Hunter goes ahead and once again pulls his gun. This time you got a smile on your face and you said, "Haven't we done this before?"
That yes, yes, that's
season
right.
Season two. Yeah. Okay. So and. So then we go on to another scene here, and McCall never caught you as Hunter in the shower, but she did catch you shirtless in his hotel room in one episode. And that
catching
was,
me?
Yeah, you were shirtless. She caught you in your hotel room in season two also. And then in
asked her to rub my stomach, by the way.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, they were setting up a shot here, and I said, "Hey, by the way, while we're waiting, could you just rub my stomach."
Is that the deal? Okay, so then
she said no, but she wouldn't move.
So and then she rousted Hunter out of bed at 1 a.m. in the morning in another scene. Once again, you're shirtless there, and you had to quickly put on your jeans to come downstairs. And apparently she was ticked off a little bit, they say. If we've got that scene up there as well, too.
Where is it?
She was ticked off because Hunter lied to her. So she actually belted you with her purse. And there's a scene there. Again, you're shirtless in this one, too. And maybe it was the same scene. So what Pam is wondering is if this was in the script, or did you guys ad-lib some of this? What kind of banter?
Well, it's all set up. I mean, this is what they wrote in the script.
Right.
You know, so it was in the script, and we ad-libbed a lot of stuff. And there's no way... if you have a good relationship with your actors that you're working with, there's no way that you can, have depend on the writers and the staff to give you a real good exchange. The exchange comes from the reason you set these two actors opposite one another, and that is that you build up a real good spark between the two people.
Exactly.
And that's what comes from. It's like a heart to heart. It's like any show that has a relationship in it. And this is kind of like what that was. We had a good relationship. We had fun. She was very willing partner.
Exactly. And the show was successful because of that camaraderie with you two.
Yeah.
Now we got some on Twitter. Sean Galloway Art said, happy to finally be able to include Hunter into my DVD collection. Love the chemistry with the two main characters. It's crazy how believable and natural former NFL player Fred Dreyer was in his role. What a compliment to you, Fred.
Where is this?
This was Sean Galloway on Twitter said this to you, made a comment.
Was this recently?
Yeah, it's today's it's page 11. We got that, yeah, so you can check those out.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So you get that for you. And Angel Heart on Twitter also says, hello, Fred. Hope you are well. You and Stephanie were my heroes, and I couldn't wait to watch Hunter on a Monday night. And yes, I have the whole series. Greetings from Johannesburg. Regards.
Johannesburg.
Her name is Tanya.
That's South Africa.
Tanya. So, yeah, and Shannon, you got to see Shannon Galloway Art there talking to, he's got your show in his DVD collection. So
yeah,
he's in saying how natural you were in this.
Well, very good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Vita email you says, happy Father's Day, Fred Dreyer. By the way, we should mention that you and I spent Father's Day together this year. That was kind of fun.
Did you get me a gift?
No.
You didn't, did
no.
you? No.
No,
you didn't.
But you didn't let
that
me.
That was disappointing, by the way.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. I should have gotten some for you, but you didn't allow me to sit in your lap.
I was hoping
say,
I would get one of those
going,
Tommy Tippy mugs.
I'm going to try to get you
the adult version of the kids of, you know, you put with where the bottom of the cup is weighted.
Yes, so it doesn't tip
so
over.
So it doesn't tippy over.
Those I brought you a mug of beer. That was pretty good.
Well, you know,
that's kind of nice.
That's all right.
All right, so we got Jason here now. Jason says, hello, Mr. Dreyer. My name is Jason. I'm a lifelong Giants fan, as in New York Giants, and Giants season ticket holder. I've recently ordered a custom replica New York Giant helmet to be an exact replica of the Giants helmet you wore when you were on the Giants. And he says, I was hoping there was some way I could figure out if there's a way I could get it to you, a public appearance or signing to have it signed. Has been something I've been hoping to add to my collection for some time. Any help would be amazing and greatly appreciated. Hope to hear back from you. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day. Thanks, Jason.
Well, thank you, Jason.
Now, I'm thinking, didn't we? You signed some things for GalaxyCon.com. Was anything there? A Giants helmet? Maybe
no.
They could get one so you could sign it. Do you have any access to Giants helmets?
Well, anybody can get them. You can get them from NFL, from NFL, what do they call it?
NFL shop.
Well, yeah.
The store, the NFL
the
store.
The NFL store.
Yeah.
You can get one, have them just order exactly what it is you want. They mail it to you. And as a matter of fact, if you tell them to mail it to our address here on Alabama, here in beautiful.
They have to include the shipping cost to ship it back.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, but you could wrangle that.
Yeah.
It's done. You know, the one thing that we do now know after 2 years of being manipulated by this virus is that anything that you want mailed to you
can
will get to you.
Yep. And you might, I'll give you a tip, you might go to GalaxyCon.com to see if they do have a helmet that they can get arranged and they would handle all the shipping and the handling for you and maybe get that to you.
Of course.
So I would go to that site. And those of you that don't know what we're talking about, Fred just last week did a special event on a Sunday and had a one-on-one where people could listen to stories. He was interviewed on a one-on-one. Hopefully we'll be doing that again soon. And then there's private minutes afterwards that you can then talk to Fred Dreyer and get together with him so you can talk and he can answer questions and things of that nature for you. That's at GalaxyCon.com, GalaxyCon.com. And that'll
that
do
was,
it for you.
That was...
Yeah, you're researching there. What you got?
I was just saying.
Move back on that microphone so we can hear you.
This is... this was over two weeks ago.
Yeah.
That we were on the GalaxyCon thing.
Yeah. Time is flying. What's going on here?
Man, I don't know.
You want to come over to my house again for Father's Day?
Yeah.
We could do something fun, I'm sure. All right, we're going to take a little break, come back. Final segment coming up. Thank you all for joining us. Don't forget, follow Fred, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDryer, Twitter, Fred_Dryer, and of course, FredDryer at CRNTalk.com. We'll be back.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Final segment. We're here in the Sports Lounge. This is Michael Horn. That's Fred Dryer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And we're getting comments here, Fred, too, from a lot of the things we've been talking about today. Good. Gas prices especially.
Yeah, good.
And Nikki's saying, first off, Nikki says she loves Pamela's pictures, and we do too.
We do thank too, you. By the way. That's a lot of effort to do that. We sure appreciate it.
It's always good, and thank you. And by the way, we're on Facebook. We should mention that to everybody so that when you're hearing the show, if you, we do the show live on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock Pacific, and then it's really a weekend show. It's on stations all over the country on the weekend, and you can go to YouTube and check the videos out. If you don't see it when we're doing it on the weekend, you can go to YouTube and search Sports Lounge with Fred Dryer. So a lot of pictures are shown from the show Hunter and a whole lot more. So it's good stuff. Now, some other comments here that are coming our way on our chat room here on Facebook. Nikki also says great chemistry in the show. Thank you. Fred and I were both chemistry majors in high school.
Yes.
Bernard says, Mike, price of gasoline not fine here. He's talking about in Canada. $6.40. He's playing California prices there. Nikki said, gas in Nebraska is $4.79. I won't complain. And I wouldn't complain on that either. Here's the deal I found out about it. And a lot of people, you may know about this. There's an app you can get for your smartphone called Gas Buddy, G-A-S-B-U-D-D-Y. It'll tell you in your area where the best places are to go and buy gasoline.
Well, that would be helpful to a lot of people. Well, there you go.
It's an added bonus for
very
listening
good.
To your
very
show,
nice.
Fred.
It's very nice.
Show.
Very good.
All right, that's our show.
That's it?
That's
we're going to cap this with a gas plug?
That's a gas. That's it. Got
man,
gas
oh,
going. And hey, when you buy electric cars, which they're trying to make you do in America,
yeah.
Hey, what do you think your electricity is going to be? I talked to the solar energy guy. They got to start adding solar panels because people are buying these cars, and then their electricity bill goes to the roof because it goes on to Tier 3. And when do you charge your car?
You better hope
at
to God.
Night. That's Tier 3 time at night.
You
nighttime.
Had better hope to God.
Good luck
that
with those
you
cars.
Can get rid of this president ASAP.
A little political comment there. All right, we got an election coming up. We'll see what happens there. That's our show. If you missed anything, for God's sakes, check us out and listen to our podcast, Sports Lounge, with Fred Dreyer and Michael Horn. Shout out to Amazon Echo. Fred Dreyer, final thoughts for you?
Well,
for the show?
Look, get rid of Biden. It's just common sense, folks.
We'll see you next week, everybody. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. See you next week.